Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi everyone, my name is Hannah Keppel and I'm with Chris Gordon on Hellblazer Biz and I'm very excited to be here.
Everyone, I have the proud honour and privilege of the company, as you can see, of Hannah Keppel, currently Moon in Cobra Kai on our screens. So hi, Hannah. It's great to meet you and thank you for being on the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
That is great. As I say, I mean, obviously, I know you from being Moon at the moment in the worldwide number one hit on Netflix, which is Cobra Kai, you know, obviously Cobra Kai. And it's moved from YouTube, but I can't believe how many people have watched it on YouTube either. I was actually just going through some of the episodes again with you in it. And like the first episode's over 100 million views.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is. It's absolutely shocking. So, I mean, that opens me straight about how much of them do you love at the moment being on Cobra Kai? I mean, it's a basic question. It's like, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, it looks like it's so much fun and people are talking.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thankful to be a part of it. I mean, it's what got my foot in the door in the industry. It was my first job I ever booked. I think the cast and the crew make it even more enjoyable. And then, of course, the whole Karate Kid franchise, it's such an honor to be a part of. And it's been so much fun. And I'm so lucky to be a part of every season so far.
I know you have, as you know, three seasons and you've been in all of them and you were there in episode one right the way through as well, which is fantastic. And I mean, there's some really memorable scenes as well. I mean, because Homeless Lynn, Susan Gallagher's character, she's stuck up a huge fan base. And one of the best ones is your scene when you're smoking pot in the car and she just knocks like, I ain't going to hurt you.
No, I loved filming that scene. And Susan is fantastic. I love her. She's such a sweet lady.
She's got this Facebook page and everything now. There's so many people just absolutely love her and they've got t-shirts with I ain't gonna hurt you on there and they, you know.
Oh my gosh, I love
it's
that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about the show too, is of course you have our incredible leading characters that carry the show, but we also have all these fun little side characters that just bring so much special moments to the show as well.
Yeah, and definitely Moon's definitely one of those as well, because obviously your character is there and you throughout the show you can see she's definitely a peaceful, you know, peace loving person. She's anti-bullying and that's so nice to see all the way through, because obviously, you know, we've seen her leave the bullying side when she joining the Cobras and stuff like that. She didn't want any of that at the very beginning, and then dumping Hawk as a result. You know, he's a love-hate person, isn't he, Hawk? He's a person. Jacob's right. Brilliant in the role.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it was a character. I was sitting there and I was actually typing on Facebook all the times about obviously when he was going through his phase, and I was just like, I really hope he gets his karma. It's like, yeah, he's just seriously evil. But you know, you as Moon, obviously Moon really put him in his place, and obviously maybe that I think exaggerated his actions, I think, because of the way she'd seen him, because again, very much the bullying side, which is not Moon at all. And that was, you know, that was the whole reason for the split up. So I could see perhaps maybe that was one of the reasons why he even went more off the rails.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that was the reaction that she quite wanted from the breakup.
No.
You know, I think she wanted him to learn more from it and maybe, you know, take her perspective in mind. But yeah, I think he kind of went the opposite direction. But, you know, he's getting there.
Exactly. It shows the immaturity of us men and us boys.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't take the logical step and we don't think about things in the good way. We just go off the rails and do the complete opposite thing and just fight.
Right. Immature. There you go.
I mean, but it was great. So obviously, you work very closely with Mary, Tanner, Sholo and Jacob and everyone. So what's it like working with those guys? Because you seem like you've got as much as a good relationship on offset as you do on.
Yeah, no, they're all so great. A lot of them are old hands at this. They been acting since they were kids. And so it was really cool coming into the show not really having any experience, and they all were really great if I had any questions and kind of guiding me. And aside from the whole like industry point of it, they're just such good people. They're so fun. They're all so talented and hilarious, and we all have a really good time hanging together on set and off set. So I think we're very fortunate to have each other.
Yeah, it does seem to be. I think that makes on screen, when it comes on screen as well, when you have such a relationship with your fellow cast members, it does come across better on screen because you know you can start working, you know they've got the friendships there and everything there, and it makes the production a lot better.
Oh yeah, definitely. It makes it a lot easier to get into it. We all kind of have that natural chemistry just from our friendships and in real life.
Exactly. What's been the best experience for you so far on the show?
Oh gosh. I'm trying to think. We've had some really fun moments on the show. Season one, there was a really big snowstorm that happened in Atlanta while we were filming the tournament. So we got to kind of play in the snow together, and we got to put in a little bit, and it was kind of hectic, but it was super fun. Season two, we filmed at this like carnival place for the All Valley Fest. And oh my gosh, it was so fun. We got to go and ride the rides and it was a lot of fun, and it was pretty cold, but we were having so much fun. It didn't really matter. Yeah. We had so many fun moments. And then like this past season three, we filmed, the car washing scene, and that was super fun. It was a beautiful day out, and like, a lot of the kids were in that scene. So we all got to hang out with each other when we weren't filming, and they brought an ice cream truck. So we got ice cream, and it was really fun. There's so many good moments. I feel like anytime I'm with those guys, I have a great time.
Fantastic. I mean, that was a brilliant scene as well. That car, I was in hysterics because when they came in their car and they were like, you know, seeing all the girls and the cheerleaders and stuff, it was like, oh yeah, I'll have that. Then all of a sudden it's like a whoomph.
Yes, I love Khalil. He does such a good job in that scene.
That was absolutely brilliant. I was crying with laughter. It was just absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
And I mean, as well, Moon, obviously, as well, again, with the anti-bullying side, you know, you brought everyone together with this lovely party she did, had this lovely thing in mind. Let's all be peaceful. Let's all be friends. Let's all make up and like kiss and make up basically in your party. Yeah. And then they destroyed the plan.
She always has good intentions, but how they end up isn't always how she wants them to, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a... Yeah, well intended, but unfortunately, people's characters, like I said, it's the immaturity of us men who always seem to have testosterone, especially at that young age as well, very testosterone filled. And
hey, you're saying it, not me.
Yeah, Hannah's not, by the way. Yeah, this is my view. I'm attacking my own gender.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
I've been through it. I'm old enough now to look back at myself and see. Thankfully, I didn't get into too many fights when I was younger, but
what?
I kind of walked away. My dad was a minister, you see. I had a mother as a head teacher, as a headmistress, and my dad was a minister. And his words were always, walk away and just leave it, walk away. And I did most of the time. I kind of ran a lot of the time. Chicken, I wasn't... I wouldn't say it was chicken. I just turn the other cheek and just walk off.
Exactly.
And then just mutter under my breath as I walk off. I'm like,
the more passive aggressive approach is
exactly fine. Exactly. Yeah, when they're out of earshot, I'll tell them exactly what I wanted to do to them.
Right, there you go.
And that hasn't changed 20 odd years on either.
Hey, it's who we are.
Yeah, although I've got to say, sorry, one little story. I did do that to my boss last year because I've got this thing. Oh no, it's awful. I was joking around, and I've got this aversion when it's, I know, apologize to anyone who does it. I do it. I chew loud. I've got a click on my jaw and I don't know why, but it makes a noise when I chew and it's horrible. And I can hear, I know it's there, but if I hear it in other people as well, it gets to me because I know I do that. And I don't know. It's one of those little things, you know, these little things that I get you. And my boss did it in a room, in a meeting room, and we sat there all day together, and he was chewing with his mouth open and stuff like that. And it was really awful. So I texted, my other half, and said, and just jokingly, because we always joke, and I was just like, oh, I'll punch him in a minute. I sent it to him by mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thankfully he saw this funny. So he did actually approach me. He didn't speak to me for the rest of the day. Then he came back to me the next day and just said, by the way, that message. And I was like, oh my God, I wasn't being serious. I was just joking, because that's what we joke about it at home, because I have that. And I said, I was just like, oh. And he was good about it. But yeah, so that's passive aggressive.
Turned wrong. Your job, right?
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Well, good. It's fine.
Sadly, he lost his because he had to. Yeah, they had some cutbacks, and he was one of the ones that went. Sadly, but he was a really good boss, thankfully, which is good to know. So yeah, that's where passive aggressive, folks. Don't be passive aggressive, because sometimes it can backfire.
Exactly. It's better to talk it out.
It is. Yeah, definitely. So with yourself as well, and obviously Cobra Kai, it's. Ever since the beginning, Netflix has obviously introduced it to a whole new audience of people, but YouTube, it was there, you know, from the very, very beginning, what, 2017, 2018. And it's had such a fan base, and it started out as a cult fan base, and now it's just like grown and grown. How important is it for you to have that fan base and that fan interaction with you cast members?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We had a really great fan base when we were with YouTube, and then growing to Netflix, it has grown to a vast, crazy amount that I don't think any of us could have ever expected. And it really has been really amazing to hear from the fans and the support and saying how much they love the show and how much they love Moon and they want to see more of her, or they want to see her fight, or they... know that they have all these opinions. They want to see her with Hawk. They want to see her with Piper. And it's really special. It's really special to hear from people that care so much and they appreciate what all of us do and they love my small part in it. And it's been really amazing to hear from people. I love talking with fans.
Excellent. Fantastic. I mean, they are great. And I say, it would be great to see more of Moon in the show, because I wouldn't want her to fight, though, because that's the whole point of Moon, though, isn't it? She's like the intermediary. She's the peaceful one. We just need to see her coming in and do some more mediation, I think, between.
Right. Yeah. I don't realistically see her fighting. I think if she ever does it, it'll be for a very deliberate reason, but I don't know what that reason would be. So I guess we'll have to see, because everybody's guess is as good as mine.
Maybe she gets really annoyed with Kreese one day and just slaps him. Hold on. I wouldn't want to see the retaliation from Kreese, to be fair.
Right. She pulled Mrs. LaRusso.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's been dying to see that come back as well. They want a second Mrs. LaRusso against Kreese.
Heck yeah.
That'd be good. That was really kick-ass to see that going on. And I mean, Martin, it's completely different as well, because again, Martin Coe, from what I've been told from like Ron Thomas and stuff, is the sweetest guy going. Oh, yeah. And then his character is the most, I am old enough, you're not, I know, but I am old enough, I remember The Karate Kid when it came out in the cinema the first time around, and went to see it, and it gave me such inspiration. And to see Kreese then, you didn't like him then either, and then to see him come back, I actually had chills when I saw him, because I was like, I hated him that much.
He's so scary, so I totally understand. He's very intimidating, but no, he's such a sweetheart in person.
Excellent. And that's a great thing. That's what I love as well. It's like, you know, and the whole show, it's because if you do go back to The Karate Kid, like you said at the beginning as well, and the way they just twist the whole stories around, and because the whole of season one, I was, and season two, and pretty much season three, I'm still Team Johnny. I'm still supporting Johnny over Daniel. But, you know, obviously in The Karate Kid, you're always after Daniel and stuff. So I love the way they develop all everyone's stories as well. Characters like Moon's story is developed in the background as well. And even Homeless Lynn, you know, to a certain extent, you see her and you see the character, but the character development seems to be such a great thing from the guys who write it.
Oh my gosh, yes. We have the best writers, that their whole team is incredible. And of course the big three, John, Josh, and Hayden, this is their child. This is their baby. Mm-hmm. They love The Karate Kid. They love the whole franchise. And it shows. The show is kind of a love letter to their love for The Karate Kid. And yeah. I think that's what's so cool about the show is not only do they expand upon the original characters and that original plot line, mm-hmm. but yeah, we have these new kids, this new generation that comes into play. And each season we get these new characters, And it's just a lot of fun to see how they all connect and expand, and you get to see more of some of your favorites and come and go. And it's, yeah, they do such a beautiful job of bringing the new and the old together and creating this whole world.
Definitely. And they keep, yeah, like I say, because they love it so much, they've got all the Easter eggs in there and they want to make it right. And I think that was one of the things they said, they didn't want to screw this up, because it could have gone completely the different way and everything, yeah. But it didn't. They've got a love for it. I think it's very much in a way like Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni with Clone Wars and The Mandalorian from the Star Wars side. You know, those guys have got that passion, and because of that, they've been able to make something such a success, which is why the big three have done that with Cobra Kai for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially if you love something that much, it's going to show compared to just doing something for various other reasons. So I completely agree. Yeah. You have to have that love and passion behind it.
Oh yeah, definitely. And social media as well. I mean, this kind of should have mentioned this before when we were talking about fan base, actually. So do you believe social media is a big thing now to help boost shows like Cobra Kai out? It's definitely, I think it's a huge, big step.
It's crazy to me. I mean, even just in my lifetime, like seeing this shift of importance of social media has been crazy. And yeah, I think it's really important now, especially because it is such a big way to connect with people and mm-hmm. fans are able to interact with their favorite actors and their characters that they love. And even like the show's page, they're able to get updates on future events and when the show's coming out and things like that. And so I think it's a really great way for people to connect. And it's become huge. I mean, Instagram and now TikTok and who knows what the next app's going to be, but it's, yeah.
Excellent. I'm one of those old people on TikTok. I've joined it. I'm just like, I don't really, yeah, I get it. I understand. It's quite good actually, because there's some really funny stuff on there, to be fair, but it's just.
Yes. I definitely use TikTok more for entertainment.
Yeah.
I haven't succumbed to making videos yet.
I've made a couple. I actually did one of those joke dance ones as well, but I was like, no, that's just really wrong. I did it as a joke and I was just like, no, even so, that's just not right.
Right. Another thing too is you kind of second guess yourself, like, is this actually funny? Should I post this? Should I just leave this for myself?
Yeah. So I did post a couple of jokes. I saw one literally just before we were interviewed, actually. I was watching this cat playing with an elastic band. And it's had it stretched out and it pinged right back in its face. It was obviously very funny. Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, so as I say, social media is a great sort of platform as well to move things on. I've got some questions for as well, Hannah, a couple of questions from some people who did send them in, because I asked a few fans to see if they could. Helen Irvin, she's asking, are you planning to move back to LA when things settle down in Atlanta? Because you've got a huge fan base, obviously. And are you going to go back to LA?
Oh yeah. So I do plan on going back out to LA. I'm thinking in the springtime. I've got some stuff going on in Atlanta for a while, but I'm thinking I'm going to be out in LA in the spring, and I've got an amazing roommate lined up, and I'm excited to kind of start a new chapter in my life and plant some roots out there.
Fantastic. And I know you're not saying this, that you've got stuff in Atlanta for the next few months, but I do know season 4 is filming. So yeah, I'm not going to get you in trouble, so I'm not going to ask. I'm going to guess. You're not going to confirm or deny either way, because exactly. So if the big three will ever watch this, she has not said a single thing.
There we go.
It's all speculation. Excellent. And another thing Helen's asked as well, she said, obviously being, you do have such a huge fan base. I mean, you know, your Instagram following's huge. Do you feel the pressure of being the role model, or has it been more uplifting, fun, and supportive for you?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I guess it's so hard to think of yourself as a role model. I'm honored that someone would even consider me as one. I think I especially very recently with the growing amount of followers that I've had, I've kind of made a pact with myself that I want to be as genuine as I can on Instagram, especially. That's the only social media I really have. Mm-hmm. And I really do want to use my platform to educate myself and educate others and spread awareness for things that I'm passionate about. And I think that just comes from kind of who I am. I've always kind of been an advocate for different issues that I'm passionate about. And also I want it to be fun, and I want people to be able to see like who I am as Hannah Keppel versus, you know, this moon character that yeah. they've fallen in love with too. But that's really sweet. And, I really hope that I do, provide a more genuine and kind of uplifting social media platform for people to browse.
Excellent. Excellent. It is nice to know that it's obviously, you know, it must be a good feeling to have that sort of feedback that you are, you know, that people do look up to you. And obviously they do look up to the character of Moon anyway, but to see that, I mean, I've chatted with you, 20 minutes I've chatted with you, and you come across as such a genuinely lovely person as well for yourself. So it's, you know, if pushing that across, I think I can see why people obviously do follow and want to see what sort of, you know, your passions and your things that you're interested in and things like that.
Well, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome on that one. Steve Smolsky, he's asked me a question on Facebook, and it's more of a he's asking for a friend, he says. Okay, I'm going to put it this way.
Okay.
He goes, is Sela Austria, who plays Piper, a good kisser, he says.
Oh my goodness. Well, yes, she is. And she's a lovely person as well. Very talented.
I just saw that one. It made me laugh, so I thought I'd keep that one. And Hannah Keppel, her Instagram tag is Hannah Keppel Brazil. So one of your Brazilian fans out there, she sent me some over, and she was, do you want to do other series and films as well? Or where would you like to see, I'll add to that, where would you like to see your career go, your acting career?
Oh, wow. Yes. No, I've been very fortunate to do a couple other projects while I've been doing Cobra Kai. And I would love to continue. Honestly, I'm just really excited to start working again with COVID and everything. I would love to continue to do, TV, also film. I'm really interested in, I have always been really interested in like book to film adaptions. So okay. I would love to, whether be a part of or even like produce and act in, or, you know, I love that whole process of like falling in love with a book and wanting to bring it to film. And so I'm hoping maybe I'll be able to do something like that soon. So we'll see.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Sounds great. And I do love those book to film. I can't even say it now. Adaptations.
Yeah.
Well, as long as, you know, if they get them right, and there are, you know, they're really, really good. Cause I love reading. I am, you know, a little bookworm, and I absolutely adore falling in love with the story. And if I see that on the screen and they've done it faithfully well, then it's, you know, it's a really nice thing. And obviously yourselves as actors, if you love those stories as well, and then bringing them to life as well, it must be great.
Right, exactly. I'm sorry, the mailman just got here, so my dogs are fine.
That's okay. She would also like to say, did you have any plans to visit Brazil? We did briefly talk about the fossil. You want to travel before we start the recording, so.
Yeah, I would love to go to Brazil. I can you hear that? Is that too bad?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. No, I would love to go to Brazil. Since I got my passport, I've just been dying to travel anywhere. So once COVID is better and some travel bans are lifted and things, I want to go everywhere. So tell me the best places and the best food and everything, and I'll be there.
Well, she obviously thinks Brazil. I'll say the UK. So get yourself, come over here.
There we go.
You've got fans. You've got loads of fans everywhere. I'd love to. Obviously, we do the same. We do some Cobra Cons conventions and bring you all across.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think it'd be so fun. And it is so cool to interact with fans in that way. Yeah. I think those cons are so much fun.
Yeah, I've been to quite a few, and that's where I got some of my guests from as well. I used to little big business card in hand and pop, please would you come on the show? It's great. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to ask you another question now. This was the question I was going to mention before, and it's like, and I think I can gather it from the noise in the background, is, are you a cat or a dog person?
Yes. So I have lots of animals here in my home with my family. I would say I'm more of a dog person, I have to admit. Although we do have four cats and we've got goats and we've got horses and chickens and the whole thing. So I'm very familiar with a lot of different animals. But yeah, I love my doggos, I think.
Fair enough. I've got to say, I've got four cats and a dog, and we've only had the dog since September. Rescued her from a shelter in Romania. She was on a kill list out there, and she was only four. She was born there, so she's 4 months old when she came to us. And she's the most loving dog ever. And I much prefer a dog. I know, again, I've got four cats and I love them to bits.
Yeah.
But the dog actually loves you back. The cats just don't care.
Exactly. I think that is part of it, is the affection that you get back from dogs.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not a rescue too. And they're so special.
Oh, they are. She loves the beach. I'm going to ask my signature question to you now before I stop recording, Hannah. One thing after that as well. But I'm quite worried about this one, because when I speak to people, young people like yourself on this show, they never heard of these. And it makes me feel so old, right? If you could, you know the Muppets, don't you?
Yes.
Well, thank God for that. Right. Yes. There's a couple of people I've mentioned it to, and they go, "What are the Muppets?" And I'm like, "Oh, really?
Oh,
so old."
No, I love the Muppets. We, my grandma lives in this town, and they have a restaurant called Miss Piggy's, and I would go to it when I was little. We'd get the best ice cream there. So
excellent. In that case, then, if you could have a Muppet created after your own personality, what Muppet would it be? If it could be an existing one, or you could just make one up?
Oh my gosh. I mean I love Kermit's so cute, so maybe I would be a little frog character, but my own version of it. Or I mean I've always loved Miss Piggy. She's so iconic.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe more of an original Muppet. Maybe I'd design a cute little outfit and make her have my features. I think I'd make my own little Muppet person.
Fair enough. That sounds pretty cool. I actually had an actress called Lindy Booth on, and I asked her that question. She actually did have a Muppet. She'd had someone, she had made for herself. Someone had made it for her, and it was, she just brought it on. I was just lost for words. I was like, I can't beat that.
Oh my God. Hilarious. Yeah, go figure.
But yeah, so I was going to do my Kermit. It's like, Piggy, you need an answer, Piggy. That's my... That's my poor little Kermit. I did an interview with Yoda as well, which is... It's on my iTunes somewhere. I just did a 10-minute chat between me and Yoda, and it's just me just bantering. That's how I started my show, doing stupid little impressions like Goofy's welcome to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That's amazing. No, impressions are so cool.
And when they're done good, not like mine.
Yeah, true. With a little practice.
Yeah.
They're great.
Excellent. Okay. Last thing, Hannah, before I stop recording, is there anything that you would like to say to people who are going to listen and watch this?
Sure. Yeah. I think we all got to take care of each other during these times. Look out for yourself, your family, your neighbors, everybody. Let's all be kind with all this craziness going on. Let's facilitate conversations that are important right now with racism and a lot of crazy stuff in the world right now. But let's take care of each other and be kind. And I'm so thankful for all the fans of the show. Thank you so much for letting me come on here and talk with you. And I've had such a good time.